can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I love this song. This song is just so me. Just bebopping to this groove. What do you call when you make your car bounce at the light?
Bounce?
Yeah. I need a bouncy car at the light. Just jamming to this. Windows down. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3
ESPN. Did you just
say
I need a bouncy car?
Yeah. I need this song and I need my car, my rims or whatever to bounce at the light. I need to be, you know, on Tamiami Trail. A bunch of elderly people around me looking at me just, you know, just bouncing.
I need a bouncy car.
Yeah. What's that called when you make your front end
hydraulics.
Bounce? Hydraulics. Yeah, I need some drawlics.
Hydraulics.
Hydraulics.
I call them drawlics. You gotta keep it tight, Chris.
Way to add to the cool factor.
Westside.
Westside!
No. No.
No?
No, it's side.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of West Side, we're going to check in out on the West Coast with our friend Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco here in just a few moments. Lots going on. Le'Veon Bell is a Jet, and Odell Beckham Jr. is a Brown. Both very, very intriguing moves. Been talking about that throughout
the
day.
Yeah, the Jets, I think we've been talking about that for a while, 6 months that they had the most money that – the odds on that they were absolutely the favorite. Maybe people expected a little bit more money than the 4 years that he got, $52.5 million, $35 million guaranteed. He'll be fine. He probably ends up losing money from last year, but you know what? It's not my mind. I don't care.
Yeah.
It'll make the division a lot more interesting and a lot more pressure on the Jets. Let's see how they screw this up.
You know, with all these two 6 foot three, says Craig, your tube socks are showing. Yeah, probably are. There was one other deal that I found interesting, and it goes back to the Chiefs. Of course, you know, their defense basically cost them a chance at a Super Bowl. Steve Spagnuolo, now the defensive coordinator, switching the base, I think, from a 3-4 to a 4-3. They've gotten rid of Justin Houston. Mm-hmm. But they're trading edge rusher D Ford to the 49ers as well. There's a 13-sack guy. I don't care if you're changing your system or changing positions for players. I don't think you give up 13 sacks in the NFL and trade it away. But they are, and I found that interesting. He's going to get a new deal with the 49ers as well. Just an intriguing move. Yeah. A little head-scratcher for me. Not going to get the headlines of the Odell Beckham deal or the Le'Veon Bell deal. But that was something I found mm-hmm. to be intriguing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Another intriguing thing regarding the Dolphins is Tyrod Taylor. There's a lot of mumbling and rumors, and I was trying to fabricate one that he would end up with the Miami Dolphins.
You were
that
all
didn't
in
happen.
On that.
The Chargers somehow felt like they needed to sign him to a 2-year deal, and they did.
All right. Without any further ado, a friend of the program, Damon Bruce, joins us from the West Side. Is that how I say it? West Side? No.
Side.
West Coast.
Yeah.
95.7 The Game in San Fran. Damon, how you been? How are you?
Hey, Damon.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. If you want to say West Side like that, do so at your own risk.
Okay. I try to sound as white as possible when I do it. All right. I do want to get to you and your opinions on the Raiders and Antonio Brown and the Niners and the Warriors. A lot to talk to you about. You're a perfect guest for today. But I do want to start you off with some college basketball. In your neck of the woods, and of course you're an Indiana grad like me. I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, God, must we?
St. Mary's, they're out of Berkeley. They upset the Gonzaga. How much does that move the needle in a big, massive market like yours with a small team nearby like that?
With the Golden State Warriors playing the Houston Rockets tonight, with the Raiders having a very interesting free agency, and with the Niners not doing enough, I can tell you that if it weren't for the fact that I am a college basketball junkie, it probably doesn't even get mentioned on the air today.
Wow.
Except me bringing it up, knowing that it'll get very little response. People here, the Bay Area is a decidedly pro sports town. Mm. Now, if Cal could ever get its act together, if Cal football or Cal basketball ever did anything, I do think the people would buy in a little bit. But we could care less about Stanford. We could care even less about St. Mary's. And that's just the way it is out here. I never understood it. I wish it weren't that way, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. No, I agree. Being from originally from Boston myself, which is obviously another pro town, I hear you. I'm a huge college basketball and football guy, and you end up talking about the same four teams all the time. Of course, you know, with situations like what happened in Oakland and Antonio Brown is different, but I hear you. Sometimes you just want to, you know, let's go down another direction, but you got to get what the people want, right? You got to give them what they want.
You got to feed the masses their opiates, right?
That's right. That's right. All right, Damon, about our Indiana Hoosiers, how would you describe this season, and what do we have to do to get in?
This season has made me like my alma mater less than I have in a really long time. I mean, it's a season that pushed me away a little bit as a fan. I had great expectations for Romeo Langford, Juwan Morgan, and year two of Archie. I'm looking at a coach who looks like he's in over his head in an awful lot of games. I watched an offense this year stagnate at an unbelievable rate that didn't make sense given the talent that the team had. But, you know, there were injuries. I'm just tired of excuses. Here's the deal. Here's reality for Indiana fans. You want to know what we are? We're no longer a marquee major college basketball program. We are perennially out of the top 25. We have so fallen behind what we used to consider the blue blood company that we kept with Kansas, UCLA, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina. They have all gone so soaring past Indiana, who can't get out of its own driveway in terms of being a relevant basketball program again. You know, I'm hearing that we're the tough team to beat. We're going to go make some noise in the Big Ten tournament. We're the last four in. Great. That's good. We are playing better now. The last four games have gotten better. But I've been really angry at the season. I'm really disappointed. Romeo Langford was supposed to be something that mattered. It hasn't mattered at all.
Would you fire Archie Miller due to the colossal collapse he had and possibly hire one Steve Alford who's available?
No, I wouldn't touch Steve Alford with a 10-foot pole. You can't go backwards again. I mean, go get a real – like, I really don't care. I used to be very proud that Indiana never got involved in any scandal, never had any players going out of line. Like, I was cool having a Lily White program in terms of NCAA scandal.
Gotta pay.
And then, you know, bowing out in the Sweet 16. Like, I was proud of that. Yeah. I don't care anymore. I want Indiana to hire Rick Pitino. I want him to bang whoever he needs to bang. I want cheating. I want a championship. I don't care who dies. Like, I'm no more Mr. Nice Guy. The nice guy role, Indiana self-immolated over a Kelvin Sampson, you know, thing that has really set us back 25 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it could be like Coach Pete in Blue Chips, right? I mean, I know, I hear you. I'm with you. And that's why all these players should be paid. It's ridiculous, you know, in Division I hoops and football. You got to pay.
Yeah.
You know what matters about 1987? Nothing. Nothing.
Well, I was at that game.
From 1987 has any business in any discussion in 2019. It's Indiana is now a shell of what it used to be. It's very, very sad. I don't know what to do.
Damon Bruce, a fellow Indiana Hoosier from San Francisco at 95.7 The Game, joining us. All right, before we dive really deep into the Raiders, the 49ers, according to Adam Schefter, did have an offer to Le'Veon Bell. How serious was it, if it's true?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you that the San Francisco 49ers and the San Francisco Giants are having a competition, and it's a stiff one, to see who can be second to the free agent. I mean, the amount of Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Justin Verlander, everyone sweepstakes that the Giants finished second to, now feels like the 49ers are, you know, just missing out. Close to Antonio Brown, close to Odell Beckham Jr., close to this, close to that, and not enough is happening as far as I'm concerned with the 49ers. Mm-hmm. You know, they are, you want to talk about a group that is absolutely selling memories? The San Francisco 49ers haven't been important since Jim Harbaugh left, and that was a long time ago. I mean, this is a perennial group of losers, and I really like Kyle Shanahan for a guy who hasn't even sniffed a winning record yet. Yeah. I think he's a smart young coach, but this team, it's got, you know, everyone's hurt all the time. They're always coming in second to the player that might have helped. Earl Thomas, Justin Houston, these are guys that I think should be signed by end of business on day one, day two, day three. You're running out of players. It's crazy. I thought that Williams, the tall receiver that the Raiders also just signed today, mm-hmm. is a guy that could have absolutely helped out Jimmy Garoppolo, who's trying to make a name for himself. And I'm just really surprised that, you know, John Lynch has showed us that the draft is something he's not great at. And when it comes to free agent signings, I don't know about that either. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of faith just resting on Jimmy Garoppolo being the end-all, be-all of all their problems. But it's just, you know, it's very disappointing to see that the only real big free agent that is now linked with the Bay Area seems to be the rumors that Kevin Durant will be going somewhere else.
So you're saying you have a chance? Well, Kyler Murray can always come back and play for the A. Oh, no, well, no,
that's not happening either. No. Came in second there, too.
I was going to ask you, Antonio Brown, and obviously very early, it's more everything looks great right now, or at least headed in the right direction. But, there's always a but with the Antonio Browns. I'm sorry. What's your overall gut feeling? What will the chemistry be like, do you think, come September, between Carr, if he's still there, John Gruden, and Greg Olsen?
If the big problem for Antonio Brown was that he couldn't get along with his quarterback, mm-hmm. he will not have that problem as long as Derek Carr is his quarterback. Derek Carr is good people. Derek Carr is the guy you'd want to marry your daughter. Derek Carr is a hardworking guy. All rumors and pretty much the facts of his career say that Antonio Brown was a pretty darn hardworking guy his entire career, too, and really right up until he was willing to play the dancing fool to get himself out of Pittsburgh. He really wasn't a problem. Look, it could work out, but it's the Raiders, so it could all blow up in their faces the first day they touch it, actually. Like, I have no idea. And the truth is, I don't care if they go 15-1 or 1-15, because they're going to Vegas. Like, the Raiders, if they had a hometown, I think could be doing an awful lot of celebrating right now. This all sounds like really good news for Las Vegas. How excited should Oakland be about any of this? Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I'll just say this. I thought that when they hired Mike Mayock from NFL Network, mm-hmm. like I laughed at that. I said, I really hope that Mike Mayock likes getting John Gruden's laundry and picking up lunch.
Right.
Gruden's going to do all of this. Well, I think Mayock has been pretty involved in all of this, and they have swung for some huge talent, and they've landed it. In the vacuum of this offseason, it's very interesting what the Raiders have done. Mm-hmm. But when you go back to last year, when they got rid of, you know, Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack, mm-hmm. that is the signal of a long-term rebuild. Mm-hmm. You're asking everyone to have patience. Now you go out and make moves that are the opposite moves of patience and long-term rebuild. And so, you know, as usual, when you look at the Raiders and you look at it from 35,000 feet, you can't make any sense of it. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the plan? What's the direction? Or do you just change it by the day?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that is seemingly what's going on.
Damon Bruce with us from 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. How do you see the first time Antonio Brown goes Keyshawn Johnson on the sideline? How does John Gruden handle him? I mean, John Gruden sung his praises. What a great worker he is. What if he's throwing Gatorade jugs on the sideline and complaining about not getting the ball from Derek Carr? Does John Gruden step in and shut him down, or does he let him be AB?
John Gruden would lie about it. He'd tell you that what you saw isn't what you see.
Yeah.
There's zero truth that ever comes out of that organization. Yeah. You can't trust anyone. I don't think you look at one thing and you say, oh, well, that's really going to matter because it could all go away, or maybe it doesn't. Like, I really don't know. The Raiders historically have been, you know, have had a locker room full of oddballs, and maybe this is just the latest. I really don't know what to expect, and to be totally honest with you, I really don't even care anymore. The Raiders have lost all credibility here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and I think with Antonio Brown, that it has nothing to do with his talent, which we all know is extraordinary. He's a me guy. He's not a win guy. To me.
Well,
I mean, that's the problem. And my thing is, I don't think he realized when he was on the field sometimes, just because he's not catching, you know, 10 passes for over 100 yards and 3 touchdowns does not mean he's not helping his team win. I mean, if he's, you know, been double covered all the time and allows other receivers, whether it's Jordy Nelson, whoever, or your running game to prosper, I mean, at this point, he shouldn't care, but he's so obsessed with his own stats that I think it's, I don't know. I see disaster in the end.
Find a receiver who doesn't kind of fit that bill. Yeah. Like, seriously. Like, you know, if you have problems with diva wide receivers, you need to stop watching the sport of football.
Yeah.
Like, because it's just part and parcel. And I also will say this about Antonio Brown. I wanted him on the 49ers. Like, I don't care if the guy shows up with a Lamborghini, YouTubing himself and wanting as much social media engagement and parachuting in and wanting all this attention. Like, I don't care. I don't care. You're not interesting unless it's a football game to me. Mm. And during a football game, this guy is a prime A number one badass. I would want him on my team every single game I ever had to go play. That's the way I feel about him. The fact that he quit on that team last year was bad.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the number one thing that could really rub things the wrong way with the Antonio Brown, who was in very much his pay attention to me stage of his career, he's not going to have any attention at all in Oakland. I mean, there'll be some national attention on him, but locally, yeah. I mean, the Raiders might as well be a high school team in terms of local interest compared to the 49ers.
Well, you don't see that changing?
Antonio Brown is about to go disappear a little bit, and that might set him off.
Yeah, but don't you think that's going to change? You don't think the local paper's going to add some local columnists, some more report, at least initially, through training camp to cover, if nothing else, just cover him?
No, I don't think anyone is doubling down on an investment that's leaving our market. There's going to be no reapproaching the Raiders as an interesting topic. This has been the longest slow-rolling divorce in the history of sports. And, you know, I'm just – unless you're a diehard Raider Nation Raiders fan,
yeah. You
don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. And Antonio Brown is about to find out that he just signed the Raiders with 12 wins won't be discussed nearly as much if the 49ers find their way to 5 wins. A 5-win 49er season is so much more important than a 12-win Raiders season out here now. It's just the way it is. They have set up this situation for themselves. Do you want to know who leaves the Bay Area to move to Las Vegas? Nobody. That's who. Who does that? You're basically saying, we can't cut it here anymore. Yeah. This is a part of the country that is for, you know, really hardworking, successful people, and we now got to go make hay somewhere else because we can't even be the most popular football team in the city of Oakland.
Did you want them to re-sign with the Coliseum, or did you want them to go play in Mexico or Memphis or whatever else they could have played up or in San Jose? I mean, would you have cared if they played this year?
I wanted them to have to play on the floating barge that Popeye had to fight on.
Damon, final question for me. When Klay Thompson blamed the fans for the loss to the Suns last week, how'd that go over locally?
Well, it didn't go over well, but there's no player, I think, with any market playing with more house money with the fan base than Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson could go and start hitting, you know, Warriors fans in the face with pies, and I don't think it would matter that much. We love Klay out here. There's Klaytheism is without a doubt the leading religion in the Bay Area right now.
Nice.
He is wrong. Because that was a game that I actually brought my wife to, and we attended it as fans.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm not sitting with the media. The only problem with the Golden State Warriors is the Golden State Warriors right now and their effort level. When they want to come out and play a game, they're probably going to win it. When they want to mail it in, they're now getting blown out at home either by the Celtics or losing a nail-biter to the lowly Phoenix Suns. And, you know, you just... It's bad optics. It rubs me the wrong way. It doesn't look good. But here I am also telling you, it probably doesn't matter. You know, no Durant tonight in Houston. Whether they win or lose, it really doesn't matter. You know, the Warriors could lose by 80 points tonight.
Yeah.
They will be favored to win the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. You know, so when they decide that they want to be the best team on the planet, they still are, even with their faults, even with their flaws, even with the minuses. But I'll tell you, this is the first year where the Warriors have officially, I don't want to say worn out their welcome, mm-hmm. but you can tell that they're bored with this now.
Yeah.
And you can tell Like, I can almost guarantee you that Kevin Durant is going to be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, this is how is that guy so unhappy in the greatest situation that mm-hmm. he'll ever stand in?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, have you ever had a friend who started two-timing on his wife, and you really, really liked the wife, and you just sort of lost faith in your friend because you just thought, you know, his biggest flaw is that he can't recognize a good thing that he's standing in.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're just going to, you know, even though you're with a great girl, but you spend the entire night looking around the bar for someone else, well, there's someone who's never going to be happy when their head hits the pillow at night.
Yeah.
And I just think that's who Kevin Durant is. I think he's mercurial. I think he is way too deep in social media. And if he thinks that he is going to become a happier person signing up for a loser franchise with a brutal media market, you know, i.e. the New York Knicks,
yeah.
like, go ahead, buddy. Go try that.
No doubt.
If that's what you're interested in, go for it.
Damon, you never disappoint. Thank you so much for coming on.
Great stuff, man.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Gentlemen, have a great day.
You too. That is Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. So many storylines coming out of that market. We thought we'd check in with him today. I'm sure we'll talk to him again during the Warriors' run to a possible championship again as well. All right, your thoughts on that. Love to hear your reaction. We covered the gamut, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. At some point, we'll have to slow our roll. Chris will have to update us on The Bachelor as well. So we have very important things to discuss, in addition to Le'Veon Bell and Odell Beckham Jr. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Let's catch us on Facebook Live. Glad you could join us here today. Great conversation. What did I tell you listeners out there? Did Damon Bruce deliver? He's always great.
Love it.
Fantastic. We covered the gamut with him.
It's not that he hates the Raiders. He hates what they have become.
Yeah. Pretty harsh on our Hoosiers, too.
Well, no, right. I think he hates.
Spot on, though.
I think he hates the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, I think he hates the Raiders who are leaving. And he's not alone. I mean, he hates the Raiders.
And
why
I don't blame him for that.
But
how
interesting is it? They got Antonio Brown, and he thinks it won't make a blip in the market because the whole market's given up on him. They're all in on the 49ers, yeah. And the Raiders are leaving town, so who cares?
Oh, yeah. So you don't think any of the papers, you know, they're going to, you know, Chronicle?
Papers?
Or,
what are those?
Oh, right? I know, but are they going to, all right, .com sites. They're going to add beat writers to, nope. He doesn't think so.
Guess not.
I think.
Wait a second. They will be on Hard Knocks, more than likely. That will be the team on Hard Knocks.
I think that's a stone cold lock. I think Chris should put it on his what you got Stone Cold locks at the end of a show someday. It's going to happen.
I mean, by the way.
I wish I could go back to Cleveland, to be honest.
You're welcome, Southwest Florida.
Chris is so hot. He's got smoke coming off
of him. I'm fire!
I was with you on Vautech. Not for 8.5, though. 4.5.
Chris gave some NBA
I
level.
Scared.
Hurricanes got
I scared.
Hurricanes have played more with 7 people all year. That's a problem.
No, last night I told you to lay the 5.5 yeah. Spurs at Mavericks, and it was a sweater. It was a nail biter.
Yeah.
But a win's a win's a win.
Yeah.
7-2.
I like Portland. They blew that lead, then they came back and won.
Yep.
The score was not indicative of how close that game was, but they covered.
Now, I thought of you last night, Chris, because I was scrolling around the TV, and I did see that Mavericks-Spurs game on. I also saw on the grid a show, which, again, I never watch, but I know you and your wife makes you watch The Bachelor, and I know you're into it, too. And we're getting down to the end.
It's the end. It's done. That was season 38, finale, part 2.
Now, I turned it on just to see where it was at. It was a little late in the 2-hour show or whatever it was.
I'm
like, dude, that old band looks like Air Supply performing live. I think it was, right?
It was Air Supply.
It was Air Supply.
Yeah.
And then I'm a little confused. So what's the virgin's name? Cody? Kobe?
Cassie.
What?
Cassie.
Cassie's
Colton.
The girl. Colton.
Colton. Colton the virgin. Now, last I saw him, and this is the only 5 minutes I saw all season, is he liked her But she bailed on him because her dad wasn't in on him, and she was not gaga. I was fooled by her eyes. I thought she was all in and not just for the attention, but she decided to leave. And we see that, who, the virgin, Colton jumps the fence in Buenos Aires or wherever he's at into some unsafe
Portugal.
Country, point, whatever.
Who
all the same.
Skirted the question last night.
Country. What are you talking about?
The V question?
Yeah, he was asked, you still have your V card, and he said.
Who asked him? Who asked that question? The host?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a lie.
Chris Hansen.
It's a lie.
From Hansen?
From the Hansen brothers?
No.
So last week, Cassie Bop. Broke up
so
with
anyway,
Colton.
Here's why I'm confused. The girl that left and that he was heartbroken over.
She won.
She's back.
She won.
What now, happened? How'd they get her back on the show? I thought she left.
He basically acted like, I can't say it on air. He acted like
a baby?
Yeah, but not a baby. It's another word that starts with a B.
You can say that on the radio, can't you?
I'm going to gorilla school. Are you ready for this? A cad, a bounder, a heel.
He basically said, what do I have to do for you to not leave me?
Oh,
yeah.
And
he capitulated all of her demands. He moved out to California to just be close with her.
Really?
They're like, so are you living together? They're like, no.
Wow.
But we're going to do a lot of traveling over the next year.
Yeah.
And really get to know one another. I don't know. I'm still... Nobody came out of this looking very good.
One analysis from The Ringer says, this is not normal.
No, it's not normal.
Most people do not fall in love by telling two people they might get proposed to, flipping a coin, then choosing the hotter one. Colton made a smart decision to buck the format, get rid of the two women he didn't care about, and make it clear to Cassie that he was more interested in pursuing a successful relationship.
Colton needs to realize that you can't force these things to happen.
Then sticking to the show's rigid and rushed timeline. But I guarantee you they're upset about it, unless they plan to
sequel.
They got
big ratings. The Bachelor sold the heck out of this all season long. They're just fine.
Yeah.
Colton just, man, I lost a lot of respect that I had for the guy.
Because he doesn't have upper hand in this relationship.
He's got no upper hand, and I don't know. I don't see how this ever works out. Yeah. I don't see an engagement. I don't see him moving in together.
So he walks up to, I'm looking at the, this is so,
and
I,
she
I'm
wins.
So glad he didn't
She's got
this.
Her fame.
She got her fame.
She looks like
she's going to be single in about 6 months.
If you guys didn't mention this, forgive me. Did you say the Colton walks onto a porch where his parents and siblings are gathered?
No, that was a part last night, too. And his whole family's like, dude, are you kidding me? And she is so stupid. Like, she cannot put a sentence together.
Really?
Seeing them, he exclaims, quote, my family. And the guy says, I've run out 10,000 simulations of what I would say. After 3 months, I was allowed to interact with my parents and siblings for the first time. And at approximately zero of them did I say, my family. If someone sees the family and says, my family, it's a pretty good sign they have been killed by an alien who is now using their corpse to infiltrate human society, but isn't quite sure how humans interact with each other.
He came across looking really weak.
Wow.
In this. And then...
He says he lost his virginity to his family.
So
what does that mean?
It means he's not a virgin.
No, he was joking.
Oh.
He was joking to his family.
Oh. I thought you said he lost his virginity...
To his family.
No. Started a conversation.
He said he lost his
virginity. Dropping some big news.
I misplaced my comma there.
First
that
of
was
all,
a really awkward sentence.
I don't know where you're reading from. That's not how it happened.
No.
He was specifically asked, are you still a virgin?
No,
and he said no. And then he goes, I'm just teasing.
No, then it says that in here. It didn't say that till afterwards.
239 says, what the hell am I listening to? You're going to sit back in your car, 239, and you're going to take this because you like it.
This is pop culture.
And now, in May, I thought we were going to get Hannah G. to be the Bachelorette. Love Hannah G.
We do? Who's she?
Oh, like she's one of the two runners-up. One of the girls that she
professed. Is that how this works?
She professed her love to him, and she goes, I love you. And he goes, nope, I'm out. I'm done. I don't love you. But they don't go Hannah G. They go Hannah B., who's Miss Alabama, and everybody would think, oh, Chris, Roll Tide.
Roll
she's
Tide.
A Roll Tide. No, it's annoying. It's annoying.
Is that their typical format, to take one of the losers and then spin her off to the next show for the Bachelor? Is that what they normally do?
That's what they do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and they picked a bad Bachelorette. Apparently, there's a lot of pushback on social media.
I was going to say, these TV executives, they do a lot of research, and they say who plays well, and that's the one they pick for the next series.
See, they could have gone... I thought that they should have gone Miss North Carolina. I'm forgetting her name right now, but they should have gone her. The problem was she was overheard by some other girls halfway through this season saying how cool it would be if she got to be the Bachelorette. So what I'm thinking is ABC execs didn't want to reward her and give her what she wanted by giving her the title of the Bachelorette.
Gotcha. All right, so we're all caught up. It's over with. It's done. Some other must-see TV
again,
boys.
Bachelorette starts up in May. I'm not as big on The Bachelorette as I am on The Bachelor.
That's a bunch of dudes.
And like I said, I don't like The Bachelorette this upcoming season, so I don't know.
All right. Antonio, here's some other must-see TV. Antonio Brown is having a live press conference in 1 hour. We might piggyback that, I think, for a few minutes. That could be
Chris's first troll said, I just lost all respect for you guys. I'm glad we had some of your respect.
I'm listening to a sports show
or The View. Guys, it's called expanding your horizon. If you want to be this little in this little shell of sports all the
bubble.
Time, go for it. But you know what? I'm trying to educate some of you Neanderthals out there that there's more outside of this world than just stick and ball sports.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
There is, but it's to each his own. It's nothing against Chris, but that show is at the bottom of my totem pole.
Look, I don't watch it. It's cheap enjoyment. Like, I understand that. I get it.
I'm surprised that you like it as much as you
His
do.
His wife or infatuated makes him watch it.
By the way, IMG Academy has suspended Mark Riddell after those college admissions bribery scandals. So he released a statement today as well. But that's not a surprise there. They're smart to separate themselves from that.
What a crazy story. So Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, they came to her door yesterday at 6 a.m. with guns drawn to serve her arrest warrant for participating in this scandal.
She's a threat.
For paying extra money under the table to get her kid a positive SAT score.
And like other cowards, she deletes her Twitter account and, you know, have fun in C-Block, sweetheart.
She won't do 1 minute behind bars.
I know.
But her bail was $250,000.
Maybe she'll be in Orange is the New Black. Maybe we'll see a couple episodes of that. She'll be in that.
That's a show I never got into.
What, Desperate Housewives?
Orange is the New Black. No, I love Desperate Housewives.
Good show.
Yeah. Loved Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, I watched that quite a bit.
It was like the first show that like I was allowed to watch that was, it was ABC on a Sunday night, but like
it was risque.
It was risque at times.
My wife got me into that the last season.
Oh, it was dead by then.
I don't know. I was pretty interested.
It was better first 6 years, and then they were kind of running out of ideas and weird plots. And then it went back to back with Grey's Anatomy at that time, and I got into that for a few years, and then I got bored with that.
That show is still going.
And it's still going.
My wife loves that show. I can't get into it.
I haven't seen it in
because I never
10
liked,
years.
I don't like the actress who plays Meredith Grey.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. How did she get that role?
I don't know.
2 through 9, I'd rather watch The Bachelor than The Dolphins anyway.
Well, fact, because we don't know what the Dolphins quarterback is going to be next year.
Yeah, doing a pivot. Is it possible that Ryan Tannehill is going to be back quarterbacking the Dolphins? Tyrod Taylor signs a two-year deal.
I'm going to get mad.
Tyrod Taylor signs a two-year deal with the Chargers today.
And Teddy Bridgewater's off the table, and the Dolphins tried to get him.
Well, I heard there's also another possibility that they think by 19 minutes, right? That the Dolphins may make a strong move to get Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think it's going to happen.
They're going to re-up their deal?
They might. I heard that's a possibility. That was a few hours ago, but I don't think so. Otherwise, you're looking at Blake Bortles and Ryan Fitzpatrick as your two best remaining free agent quarterbacks. Hmm. You're talking about running backs, Coleman, Ajayi, and Peterson. Well, Peterson just signed to get re-upped with Washington, the Redskins.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got 17 and a half minutes until the deadline.
You go out and you sign Blake Bortles. Very simple, Miami. Don't screw it up.
You go 2-14, and you take your quarterback in the draft.
If you were to sign? Let's get the quarterback out for a second. What if you were to sign Coleman?
Who's Coleman?
Coleman, the running back, or Jay
Ajayi from the Falcons.
Oh, I was thinking who's a quarterback named Coleman?
No, or Tate, or Dez, or Randall Cobb. What if you get two of those three plus Coleman?
Okay, explain to me why you would get two of those three. Again, you're not trying to win games this year. You're trying to tank.
I'm trying to get him to win. I'm out for the fans. Yeah. put a good product on the field.
The fans don't want to win, Pete.
You're not beating the Jets this
year. We want to lose.
The Jets are the best team in the AFC East.
What I want to happen is the first time we play the Buffalo Bills, I want all the national pundits to be talking about how the Bills' Josh Allen has the clear advantage over whoever's taking snaps for the Miami Dolphins.
Fact.
Throwing accuracy is what I'm talking about. Take his legs out of it.
All right, we're late as usual. The Hurricanes making a fierce comeback against Virginia Tech in the second half.
Come on,
minutes
Hokies.
Ago, down by seven. We'll keep an eye on that.
Shouldn't openly root against Miami.
No, I shouldn't, but I will.
Sergio Ramos, is he good? Yeah. Soccer player?
Yeah, Real Madrid, Spain, center back.
Got a big story about him coming
up. Really? I haven't seen this. This is exciting.
We'll take this story and we will spin it into yet another question on our Twin
Peaks. I think I have seen it, but go ahead.
All right, so all that coming up, and then we'll hear some more reaction around the league on Le'Veon Bell and Odell Beckham Jr. And, I pulled something fun for you guys to debate. I have the top 10 shots in March Madness, like game-winning shots.
Wow.
We'll debate. It's a good list. It's
Luke
a
May.
Really good list. We'll see if he's on there. All right, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
They have their fingers on the pulse of the sports world. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yeah, exactly.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Is this The Bachelor again?
Did they sing All Out of Love or This Is Love, Nothing at All?
Nothing at all. That's what they sang.
Really?
The best.
God.
Sheeman and Shepherd and The Bachelor and Chris. 99.3 ESPN.
I know just how to whisper, and I know
I'll say it. Somebody gave me this album as a present, a relative, a long time ago for Christmas.
Two things you don't give people for a present: music or books. I know you guys don't read books.
My aunt Camilla, God rest her soul, used to that was her thing. She used to pick out nice little tunes that she liked.
Yeah.
And she was much older, obviously. And I'd be like, okay, all right.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah. I don't hate Air Supply, but
I found them to be a bit effeminate group back in the day.
Well, no, it's just whatever. That song, All Out of Love, that note at the end, when you say goal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Play that someday and see if you can hold the note for that song, that note. It's one of the longest notes in pop music
history. Pete Shepherd, you know I could scream goal longer than Air Supply can.
You know I can do it.
All right. So speaking of music, this actually has a nice segue, just a different genre here. So Real Madrid star Sergio Ramos.
Real Madrid.
Sergio Ramos.
Nailed it.
Perfect. You know he's getting married.
I did not know that.
Getting married. In fact, you'll Google this because I don't know. Spanish model Pilar Rubio. Pilar spelled like the rum from Key West.
Oh.
I got it.
Pilar Rubio. Give me a scale of 1 to 10, Chris. 12.
Hold on, I gotta get a lot of pictures.
Hold on.
Are they all safe for work?
8 minutes until
good nine.
She's good, solid nine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're getting married, and he apparently is negotiating with Aerosmith and AC/DC to perform at the wedding reception. How about that?
God.
How about that? We had a DJ at ours, at our wedding.
Yeah, so did I.
We did too. We had a DJ on the beach.
Shout out to Gentry.
Hey!
Yeah.
Nice!
DJed my wedding.
That's nice. Good.
Cut me a great deal.
Did he? 7 minutes.
I think gave me an extra hour as well.
Did he really?
It was a great time.
That's cool.
Open bar, people drinking, people eating pizza. Got some Sambos for a late night appy. Oh, great night.
What's a Sambo?
Sandwich.
Oh, I don't know if Sam Adams or Sambo. I don't understand you young people's language sometimes. So, who would you rather have, Aerosmith or AC/DC? One of the two.
At a wedding?
At your wedding.
Aerosmith?
Yes. Why?
I mean, because AC/DC can't really take it down unless they sing Beth like four times in a row. If you're marrying Beth?
Yeah.
AC/DC.
Of course, that's not even their song. It would be a cover.
That's Kiss's song.
Oh, that is Kiss.
Yeah.
classic rock. That's
all right.
But no, I don't know.
No, Aerosmith.
In the current, I think AC/DC sounds better right now than Aerosmith does overall.
I love Aerosmith.
Love Steven Tyler.
So fun Sergio Ramos story. He actually, 2 weeks ago, berated the president of Real Madrid in front of the entire team and basically said, if I leave, you have nothing.
Really?
Yeah, threatened to leave, and apparently stuff has happened because the coach has since been fired.
Really?
They've gone back to the manager that they had the three previous seasons.
6 minutes.
Zidane.
Wow. Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah.
Former Frenchie, right?
He's still French, okay. But yes, he formerly played for the French national team.
That's what I meant.
Au revoir.
He's still French.
6 minutes, we find out if Ryan Tannehill is cut by the Dolphins. We'll find everything out.
No, Tannehill's got till
June
1st.
No, I think he's a post-June 1 casualty.
No, but it will become very obvious in the next 10 minutes if they don't cut him that he might be their guy.
Here's what's really obvious is if whether Rooney and the Steelers have seller's remorse.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? We take it back, Antonio. We're going to make you suffer.
No, he's got a press conference coming up, doesn't he?
Don't care.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to have that at the bottom of next hour.
But there probably are a lot of deals. A few of them are out there that did not get leaked to the media. I will bet you we come back from break or in the next half hour, we might be pleasantly surprised by one or two. Wouldn't shock me.
All right. So we got a lot coming up with that. His press conference, our top 10 shots made in the NCAA tournament. There's a list. We'll debate.
Can we play the press conference? Is it 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
No.
4:30. It's at 4:30.
Oh, 4:30.
We're carrying it.
Eastern or Pacific?
Eastern.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
You didn't say that with a lot of conviction.
No, because it'd be 1:30 out there. That makes sense.
Chris, I'm not 1,000% sure, but I think it was 4:30
I'm 1,000,000% sure.
Well, right. As long as this Votech Miami game stays at the current
by 17
point spread. Yeah, 8.5 is pretty close, though.
It's
comfortable. Yeah, it's 17.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.